Welcome to Cheers, Dears. I'm S. Faxon, and in each episode, I'll be interviewing authors about what makes their books unique, all while sipping their signature drinks, the beverages they recommend we enjoy while reading their works, and one they enjoyed while writing them. So get comfortable, pour yourself your favorite drink, and get ready to Cheers, Dears. So here we are! Our first episode of Cheers, Dears! For those of you who have been following me for a while, you may be familiar with the interviews I used to do solely on YouTube. Well, I had to take a little break for reasons I blogged about on my Buy Me a Coffee profile, and now we're breathing new life into these interviews with new branding, new platforms, and a rocking new theme song. For those of you who are brand new, hi! Thank you so much for listening! I'm Sarah, a horror and fantasy author. So far, I've published 3 novels: The Animal Court, her sequel, Foreign and Domestic Affairs, and Tiny Dreadfuls, my collection of horror shorts. I've also co-authored a creative nonfiction book, Lost Aboard, Tales of the Spirits Forever Bound to the Historic Tall Ship, Star of India, with my writing and business partner, Teresa Halverson. I'm also a co-host of the wonderful writing podcast, The Semi-Sages of the Pages, where we 4 authors may not know where we're going, but we're on an adventure. So, if you'd like to follow along with our writing journeys and the various writing topics, trials, and triumphs we discuss, check out our podcast or our website, semisagesofthepages.com. So, that's a bit about me right off the bat, but there will be plenty of updates about my journey along the way. And I want to send a huge shout out to the people who are buying me coffees on buymeacoffee.com, and especially to the 2 people, Don W. and Sal Bump, who have already signed up as Rad Reader members. I honest to goodness screamed when I saw I had earned your support. So truly, 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 from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for your support. Alrighty, now let's dive on into what this podcast is all about. I'll be starting each episode with sharing who we're going to be chatting and sipping with during the interview. Then I'll give general updates of any writing milestones, tips, or any fun books I may have read over the week that I think you might enjoy as well. Then we'll dive into any questions that you wonderful listeners may have submitted to me on TikTok, Buy Me a Coffee, Instagram, or however you found me. I'll have the links to everywhere I am in the show notes in case you have any questions for the future authors we'll be interviewing or any recommendations that you'd like me to check out. From there, we'll head on into the lovely interview room where we'll be chatting with various authors about their books and, of course, their signature beverages. When I dropped notice of the podcast and prepping my interview with author Dennis Crosby, Jenny G commented to me on TikTok that she was super excited for the podcast and that she wanted to know what my signature drink was. I have to say, it took a lot of soul searching, as I enjoy many, and as the episodes roll on, I'll share how each one of the souls of my book have a different beverage that I associate with them. But if I had to pick one that would be my signature drink, I'd have to say it'd be the Dragon's Blood. A twist on a spicy Bloody Mary without all the frills, served with whiskey and a small serving of golden beer on the side. I dropped a video about how to make this gem over on my TikTok if you'd like to see a bit more about what goes on into it. And speaking of what went into this drink, I used Elijah Craig Small Batch, which was our first guest's signature beverage for his urban fantasy novel, Death's Legacy. The author, Dennis K. Crosby, and I are both appreciators of whiskeys and bourbons, so when he mentioned that Elijah Craig was his signature drink for this book, I was like, ugh, bend my arm to get me to enjoy a whiskey. Dennis has become a wonderful friend over the last year, and actually this interview is going to be a 2-parter. In this episode, we're going to be talking to Dennis about Death's Legacy, and in next week, we're going to be chatting about his soon-to-come-out sequel, Death's Debt, which has a different beverage, so be sure to follow this podcast so you'll be able to hear all about it, and perhaps to sip along. Now, full disclosure, this interview was recorded a couple of months ago when Dennis had just released Death's Legacy. Now, he's got the sequel all done and ready to be released, which is why I decided to do these first two episodes as two-parters. So if you've already heard this, don't worry, there's new content coming. But if this is new to you, let me assure you, and spoiler alert, there is a sequel coming. So I hope you enjoy this episode, guys, as we talk with Dennis all about his book and his series regarding Cassidy Simmons and Death's Legacy. And now, without further ado, on to our interview. The Angel of Death has come for Cassidy Simmons. We're interviewing Dennis Crosby about his book, Death's Legacy. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Dennis, we got to meet each other, I think mostly through Facebook, through the Writers Cafe, the San Diego Writers Cafe, and the Horror Writers Association. And today we're going to be talking about your book, Death's Legacy. Could you please tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. It's actually a book that started as a really bad script. I was taking a screenwriting course, part of an MFA program with National University, and the first week, the instructor asked us to come up with some log lines, something that we would then use to create a script, you know, for the course of that semester. So I came up with a log line that ended up becoming Death's Legacy. And as I was writing the script, I realized that I really liked the story and the character, and I needed to give her more. 120 pages was not going to do it. And the script, again, was just awful. So I decided to make it my thesis, and I wanted to expand a little bit on everything about her, all the trauma that she experienced, her battles with fear, some battles with alcoholism, some battles with, she's got addiction to Vicodin as well. But through all of that, she actually has these abilities that make her the perfect candidate, really, to battle evil. So the story is about her coming to terms with who she is, coming to terms with her role in the world, finding out more about herself, her background, and fighting this evil entity that's out to take over the world, essentially. It was a story, I think, that was kind of drawn from a lot of different things in my life, things that I've seen, things that I've read, but it really all came together, I think, well with this book.
Yeah, the adventure that we go on with Cassidy and her arc that she goes through, or her character arc that she goes through, was really incredible. And even though, you know, there are several things in her life that I couldn't identify with, there were certainly many more that I could.
Sure.
And, you know, that was something that really brought me into the story. And you throw us right into the urban fantasy feel, which was really great to set the tone so you know what you're getting into. And at first I was like, holy cow, this is a lot at once. But I was also so glad that you did that, because then I knew where I was, who I was with, and what we were facing right off the bat. And that was really incredible. And something that I really wanted to talk to you a bit more about was, what were the inspirations behind some of the fantasy elements of this story? You touch a lot on mythology. Mm-hmm. Did you study any of that at all?
I have been a fan of Greek mythology since I saw Clash of the Titans, the first one, with Harry Hamlin and Laurence Olivier. That summer that movie came out, actually it came out and then it came on cable one summer. And I was back in Chicago visiting for the summer, and I watched that movie every time it came out. Had to be at least 22 times that summer, and I've watched it a ton since. But that began my fascination with mythology. I love the stories. I love how rich they are and how much they can, you know, when you really get down to it, they teach lessons. They're entertaining stories, but they really do teach some diehard lessons. So I read a lot of it. I took a class for it when I was an undergrad as well. I was a bit cocky because I blew off a couple of classes thinking that I knew everything already.
but I saw it in the movie. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen the movie. I've read it all. But yeah, that was really began my fascination with it. And I look at a lot of different mythologies similarly, in the sense that there are some parallels, whether it's Greek, Norse rather, Roman. There's a lot of parallels that are there, and I think that they translate well into the modern era. I thought about actually doing a YA novel to begin with, but then I realized that there was just far too much Percy Jackson influence out there, a series that I absolutely love. But I wanted to take some of that and kind of make it more adult, which is where I ended up with Cassidy's story.
It's interesting that you said that. I definitely noticed that there were a lot of YA elements to it, which as an adult, I actually found myself enjoying a lot more than I thought I would, or that I probably normally would, because as you said, there's so many elements and themes to this story where it was very adult fiction. But that's not to say that I didn't learn stuff from it or I didn't take away a lot from it, because like you mentioned with the mythology, there were several lessons imbued within your story. And I think one of the biggest themes that I picked up on was this element of being in your own universe and, thinking this is what's best for everyone without realizing what everyone else's world will happen as a consequence of your actions. And that was really something that I thought was prevalent with multiple characters throughout this story.
I think so. I think it's a common trope, but what makes it interesting is the characters and whether or not you actually, believe in them. I tried to make a very believable character, someone that, men and women can really resonate with. And, just kind of put her in some situations that are familiar to all of us. I think we all at times feel like it's us against the world and no one can possibly understand what we're going through or what we're feeling. They don't understand the emotions that we're experiencing. And for Cassidy, she is a woman who most of her life, well, all of her life really up until this point, doesn't really know who she is. She's got that added burden. She's got that just kind of overlying burden. And then to couple with the fact that she's an empath, she can actually feel other people's emotions in addition to her own. Sometimes to the point where she's not even sure if she's feeling her emotions or someone else's. And then, adding the Reaper element and the fact that, at one point she was ushering souls to the afterlife. And, she's got all of these abilities, but even with all of that, she still doesn't truly know who she is. And I think for her, that's part of her overlying fear too, is finding out who she is and being, not being happy with that, being afraid of who she actually is instead of really embracing it and trying to make it her own.
It's interesting because you had basically parallel main characters. You could have gone with two different main characters in the story, I think, almost really easily. Your villain in this story has incredible backstory, and I am a huge fan of villain backstories. It's one of my favorite things because, no one just wakes up and says, I might be evil today, and I'm gonna ruin the world with my life choices. Something happens to bring them to where they are, to establish their choices. And I really enjoyed how you did that. That's something that we've seen with extremely popular films and books like Harry Potter or The Joker, where we get a look into the villain side. And that just I thought made such a richer story. And it made much more sense going into this world. Oh, this is why this person's doing this. Trying not to do any spoilers. Because this is a no spoiler zone. And I really just enjoyed that. And viewers, prior to this interview, I was telling Dennis that I woke up this morning at about 3 o'clock and was having a hard time going back to sleep. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll pick up that book and start reading Death's Legacy just to try to get myself back into sleep. And I was at about a third of the way to go. And I stayed up till about 6:30 in the morning because I had to finish this book. I could not put it down. I was downstairs by myself crying at a certain point. I was like, this is so sad and beautiful. And Oh my gosh, Dennis, such a great read, and what an incredible adventure. And please, is there going to be a sequel?
So, yes. there'll be a sequel of sorts. So I'm making a series. The next book won't actually feature her. It'll feature a different character, but there will be some recurring characters or returning characters from her book, her story, into the next one. But it's all going to come together, you know, after that. I think probably you'll see her again in book three. Well, you'll see her at the end, the very end of the next book that I'm writing. But you'll definitely see her again in book three. And there'll be more adventures for her. There's a lot for her to do. So, yeah, there's more for her to learn about herself and all the other madness that goes on with some of the Greek mythology that I'm adding into it.
That's great. I mean, there were about 5 or 6 major things towards the end where I was like, wait, what is happening? This sounds like it's being set up for another one to come. So I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So are there any other projects that you're working on, or is this pretty much your main focus right now?
So I'm wrapping this book up. It's being formatted. Everything is ready for final production. I started book two. Actually, book two is a story that I began years ago that I'm kind of repurposing. So a lot of it is being rewritten. And I started a good chunk of that probably 2 months ago. I found that I had an issue really getting into it because I was so uncertain with how Legacy was gonna go, how it was gonna be received. And I think I'm finally at a point where I'm getting past that piece so that I can really dig into this next novel. So that I'm hoping to finish the first draft of that probably around the time that Legacy comes out. So it'll probably be done around November. And then I'll, you know, go through the rewrites and get that edited and you know, hopefully we'll see that book out next year. I'm trying on some short stories. I have an issue with short stories, though, because I tend to go long. I had these great ideas. I'm like, I can whittle that down to 3,000 words, 5,000 words. And the next thing I know, like, I'm at 5,000 and I've written this great, you know, prologue. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
It's so hard to contain a story into that little chunk of words.
So hard. And that's why this is a not like Death's Legacy is a novel now instead of a script, because I could not find a way to condense that into just, you know, 100 or 120 pages. So, you know, I'm trying short stories, but it's difficult. I find myself just kind of moving, gravitating toward more of the long form. I might do some novellas that might be the happy medium for me. So we'll see. But right now, yeah, it's just I'm working on book two right now. And making sure that ties into book one, because there's going to be some adventure to come.
Well, congratulations to you on getting through the first one. That's fantastic, and absolutely cannot wait to read the next.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm glad that I kept you up in a good way with a fun story.
It's been a while since that's happened, so really, that's been really good.
I think that's been my biggest fear, is that people will read it or start to read it and then it'll just collect dust on their bookshelf. So to know that, you know, it compelled you enough that you wanted to finish it, that means a lot, especially my first time out. So thank you for that.
Of course. Yeah. And viewers, if you want to follow Dennis or see what his works are, be sure to check the description box below. I'll have the links to all of his social media and website down there. Well, again, Dennis, thank you so much for joining us. This has been an absolute blast.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate the chance to come on.
And if you want to read Dennis's book, Death's Legacy, it's available on all major book retailers. And Death's Debt, his sequel, is getting ready to release here in the next couple of months. So check out Amazon, where it is currently available for pre-order. And be sure to check out Goodreads, where it is also listed as well. Be sure to tune in next week for our second interview with Dennis Crosby about his upcoming release, Death's Debt, which is all about the next chapter in Cassidy Simmons' life. And that's all for today, folks. If you have any questions for Dennis, any of our upcoming authors, or me, send them to me on TikTok, Buy Me a Coffee, Instagram, or Facebook, the links for which are all included in the show notes below. If you want to learn any more about me, feel free to check out my website, sfaxon.com, and sign up for my newsletter so you can be in the know of all of my creative projects. Thank you all again so much for your support, for listening, for following, and until next week, cheers, dears.